Is it suitable for you? Well, I try it.
I will.
Central and North Europe.
Oh.
So people, if they want to, if they are thirsty, they drink beer.
Oh yes, you mean Austria also like that.
Austria as well. They have forgotten what water is.
Uh-huh.
It is because tasteless for them. Uh-huh. Chinese tea, it is just useless. So therefore now, regarding thirst, but every nation have a national drink, no? National drink. And if one gets into a habit by that, then I think that is the only way to remove, to quench thirst. But for monks, of course, now who are living in the forest, they can't have this luxury all the time. So it is good to be familiar by drinking plain water, which is much healthier.
他说那个，他说这是那个中文和南欧这样的地方，就是人们习惯于就不是喝水解渴，而是喝啤酒解渴，所以是那个，所以说，然后就是这种情况下呢，的话你给他喝中国茶，他们都觉得不解渴，一定要啤酒才能解渴。然后所以说呢，在每个国家地区，他们都有自己的国饮，然后你习惯这种东西以后呢，这种东西好像这边唯一你能够解渴的方式。 但是对于森林派的，对于这第一次住在森林的比库来说呢，就是说这你不能保证自己总是能够得到这些奢侈品，所以说这个如果说大家最好养成这样一个习惯，就是习惯于用这个水来解渴，然后这个然后这种习惯实际上是很健康的。
So now if you have any question, you can ask regarding this rule about number
40. Okay.
但是我这八戒第二天第四天还有什么问题吗？现在可以问。我有一个问题，关于主食的。我今天不大供养嘛。很多比库都有东西，我盘子还没有过去，他们已经全部演播或者摇头，因为他这时候他没有看到盘子。是中午是吧？对。 没有看到盘子里有主食不主食，这算满足了那个条件没有？就以后别人我看那个人过来，我就直接这样，那就全部这样，他们全部都不满足这个条件了。
不是这个，你就这样会不会让他是成为素食，对不对？我但我先给你解释一点，就是他只要他中午，他因为中午人的话，他只要以后他再不起来，就不管是不是成为满足都没问题。
如果以后碰到这个事在早上，我想知道一下，就是说我没看到这个盘子不是盘子，就是锅一样的东西，他看不到里面的食物，他直接拒绝。他不知道里面有没有主食，他就是在不知道里面有没有主食，他直接拒绝算了一满足。
就是他走过去的时候这样摸着，
因为他多么动作没做出那个事实的动作。
他的意思假设已经做了事实动作，但是他没看。
没有做出。
你没做出事实动作。
对。 你没做出事实动作，那他无论如何都不会承认满足，他必须你必须要做出事实动作才能他才可以。所以他这种做出是为了。
所以你的问题是已经做出事实动作，但是他没看见是吧？但是没看见里边是不是主食？
没有，我没有做出，我还没蹲下去了。你只要你这个东西对吧？你拿这个容器的时候，没有做出比方说向下或者说有向下前。他的意思是说什么？这些帮你为什么这样去做？他对这个行为可能觉得很奇怪，这就帮你做的目的就是为了不满足。 他为目的就是我，你要做事的事，他已经把这个做出来之后，就对，不，那意思是说，就是他趁你还没做出动作的时候，提前把你，对，就是他就是为了不满足。
对，我知道，就对我来说，就是说我是沙弥嘛，有可能他这种行为，对我是不会造成任何的那个。
或者有那个心理上面有问题。如果是真正的是师徒，
嗯，
他满心欢喜带回来一捆东西全部讲，
不一样，不一样。
那就说这种对象他是什么以什么个心，就是他是以就像你说的，他是觉得自己要以满足，他就不管你什么，他全部就这样说，
嗯，
还是他是看对象的。你明白我的意思吗？
你说这个地方是对象是指这个食物的对象，还是说这个人的对象？
人
的对象。
人的对象。
那你我
可以有两种情况，一种是我做了动作，他更没有看我盘子里东西，他直接也这算满足没满足。第二种情况是我没有做这个动作，走过去他心里意会你要蹲下来准备收拾之前，嗯，他这动一下。
嗯OK.
he's asking two questions. The first question is that both questions is about this Pavadisha rule. So he's asking that in the first case, so in the morning he tried to offer breakfast time. He tried to offer something to the bhikkhu, and he already made
who he means who.
He has already done the action of so-called Abhihara.
Yeah.
Abhihara is already done. But because this this vessel is very deep. So this people actually he cannot see whether it is bhojan or other kinds of food inside. This bhikkhu cannot be sure whether this is bhojan or not. But this bhikkhu, without knowing what is actually inside, he simply rejected. So this is the first question. So in this case, will this bhikkhu become pavarita or not?
So now we can see about this sanya vimokkha, about this pavarana. If there is, it's called... Anatirite atirita sanye. That's called atirite vimatiko. Atirite anatirite sanye. About dukkatas. Yes, dukkata. Because he has to check. The manga has to check.
Dukkata? No, it's not. This monk has not become a pavarita yet. So he's asking whether this monk will become a pavarita or not.
Yes, this is the point, like you say.
Okay.
Because, so now... Here it is. The monk has already eaten something.
Yes.
He's Buddha. Okay. Now, if he refuses, now regarding this, this monk, he thinks inside the vessel there is no bhojana.
Uh-huh.
That's why he refuses because
uh-huh.
he can't see.
Uh-huh.
But if it is still bhojana,
uh-huh.
it is bhojana. Uh-huh. Okay. So then there is no exception for offense. Anatirite, anatirite, atirita sanyi. No, it means...
It's not about atirite.
It is, yes, here anatirite. It seems there is no sanya vimokkha according to this rule. Wrong perception is not mitigation of not becoming pavarita. Okay, because here it says... anatirite, atirite. Anatirite, atirita sanya. Okay, now if it is already not loft, it's called one example is that this rule, how it is, no sanya vimokkha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If it is already not leftover food,
mm-hmm.
okay,
mm-hmm.
but he thinks it is leftover,
mm-hmm.
and he eats and so forth, is apatipachitya. That
mm-hmm.
means according to that,
mm-hmm.
your wrong perception does not count.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm.
So in the same way now with the bhojana, if one thinks this is no bhojana, and while it is, and he refuses, this pavarita, because he already refused bhojana. So therefore now his wrong perception does not count. In that case now, we have to check well what people offer us, all right? Not just refuse or accept. So...
而且是非有想得出罪，然后这个非有想得出呢，可能也那个就是说不仅是你说这种情况，也包括后面那个餐食的情况，就比方说那个餐食，如果是非餐食，你当成餐食接受了，然后他也一样会犯，然后你这个地方意思，但是你这个地方还不至于犯，就只是说你如果你没有检查里边有没有主食，然后你就那个，但是里边确实有主食，你把它里边如果确实有主食，然后你不知道里边有主食，但是把它给拒绝了，这种情况下你也还是成为一两素的，然后其实你。
其实你如果你看的话，他那个那个以后都说第四十页，
嗯，
拒绝，此中那个不是此中，然后以摇动手指的身体变化或已够了，不用给人语词变化，而拒绝由身体所带来的主食撑于满足。他并没有说就是说你如果
看没看。
对，他没有说你心里有什么想，那个那会对这事有什么影响，他只是说只要你去主持生为满足，对吧？
就是说我还没做这个动作走过去，他
第二个问题我还没问你，第二个问题我只问第一个问题。
你问第一个问题是我做了这个动作，
对，做了对，我因为我得一个有，so second question is that so he's taking this it's called a trade of food approaching these people.But the action of Abhirati is not yet done. It's not yet done. He's only approaching yet. He's only trying to approach this bhikkhu, but he hasn't done this action yet. But this bhikkhu, he already understood that maybe this samana is going to offer me some food. So in that case, this bhikkhu directly covered his bow like that. Let's say this food is bhojan. So will this bhikkhu provide it or not?
The tray is not forgotten. He just
Okay, then after that, what happens?
Yeah.
And
so
I already
do
this picture.
Yes. He already showed this kind of gesture. So in this case, will he become a pavarita or not?
So then, no, he doesn't become pavarita. He doesn't become pavarita because he's too far, far away.
Oh, yes, supposedly within Hatapasa.
Yes, it is not pavarita.
Even if within Hatapasa, it's not pavarita.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he does not make it to him, he makes to him, no, he won't try to offer to him.
Yes, yes.
长老的意思就是，我的意图是给他，所以他拒绝是没有满足的。
即便是这样，那我再接着呢。So while he finished offering to this man, and he's still approaching, but he didn't make any action yet. But he already makes the gesture.Like that. So we become a pavarita or not?
While he's approaching?
Yes, approaching.
To who?
From him to him.
No problem. Okay. If this person come, is not samarira, is a dialogue, is suitable for bhikkhu to reject.
我就是什么人？
大奥丁，施主。那你直接翻译吧。你说，如果刚刚那个人是施主，直接过来，我还没看清楚，我这样，算是犯戒还是算这个行为不好？
为什么会犯戒呢？你这跟犯戒有什么关系？
没有关系。
为什么会犯戒呢？
我不懂，就是说我问一下，是不有恶作，或者是什么？
Okay. So he's asking that for the, so in the same scenario. So if that person is not samana, but a daika, and he, but he, without this called before this daika make any bodily movements to him, so he already showed this kind of gesture. So is there any offense? No, the first question is, so is there any offense to him? This is the first question.
It applies anupasampana, to any anupasampana.
Yes.
Whether a daika, a layman, or a bhikkhu, no problem. A bhikkhu is for the same. These are all daikas. Daika means a bhikkhu can be daika.
Okay.
So a layman can be daika. Samanera can be daika. Pandupala can be daika.
这个地方包括所有人，不管是比库还是上瓦尼拉还是居士都是一样。
那光这个行为就是说。无论对这三个人，无这样做都没有关系。
对，都是一样的，都是
没有这些很大的意思。
因为我以前碰到过的。
Everyone who tries to offer is daika, finish.
每个人只要他师傅给你做，那这个都认为师傅，然后都是一样的。
他可能是想问，就是说，
如果是真正的那种就是外面的施主，会不会对施主的心理造成什么？
但是他问的是是不是犯戒，
第一个
是
不是犯
戒，后面我不跟你说是不污染别人的信心，就是说对对对什么不好啊。
So he's asking that, so if there's a daik, so will that spur the feast of the daik like that? Because so with his rejection, it was going to interfere with the feast of the daik like that.
So then there is a limit, no, you can't somehow, how do you can, you don't know. Some daik has what they, because they have wrote of five bhikkhus, they are very happy because at least five bhikkhus accepted. But the six bhikkhu does not accept, the seven bhikkhu accepts. For one bhikkhu is not a problem. Because it is but every bhikkhu does like that. Finish.
对张浩不是说这个算拒绝吗？
对。
然后假如说，沙弥拉他，
对，
他那个就是，一盘子饼干，然后他勺在手里，他没款，就是在那个比库边上蹲下来，然后没款那个饼干，然后那个比库看了以后，
勺还在空中是吗？
还在空中，
啊，
然后比库伸一个手指头，
啊，
这个情况算不算拒绝？
嗯，
就跟刚刚那个情况是不是一样的，还是不一样的？
完全不一样，完全不一样。这不算举，但我可以帮我可以帮你问一下，那个饼干给我。
对对对，
两块好像，一块还搞不
清。好，现在就连接两块。So there are two biscuits in the tray, that's it. So then this 你在你念上面一张。这是那个 spoon, okay, this is the spoon.So he approached me, waiting for the person. And then he hung his spoon in the air. He hung his spoon in the air. And they just approached me like this. This is his bodily position. And then I showed one finger. And then...
So then, excuse me, you show what?
I showed him one finger.
One finger?
Yes.
Two biscuits.
Ah,
right.
Yes. One biscuit. So then, like this. So will it become a varisha or not? Of course not.
No? It's not because now, you see, he stays like that because he wants you to have a choice.
Yes, yes.
Okay?
Oh.
So this is his intention.
Yes.
Oh.
So that's why if he wants really to offer both, he will try to push it into your bowl.
Okay.
So, but his intention is for you to choose. And that is called, that indication itself does not make you bharana.
So in this case, even if I say like this, this is zero, and he went away, I will not become pavar.
Zero?
Yes, zero. I will not become pavar.
No, you can't, because zero means you refuse.
But this is not optional. This is optional. It can be zero, it can be one, it can be two.
Because the intention is to offer, no?
To offer.
That's why he comes. If he knows that you are going to accept only zero, he will get up and go.
Uh-huh. So in this case, actually, one or two is okay, but definitely is zero.
If zero means you just refuse.
Uh-huh. Okay. 只要是我说拿了，不管是一个、两块、几个都行，但是不能说没有。
半边，两块饼干是
一半，可以一半
可以
一半，
好了好了。那如果就是那个比库在这种情况下，就是继续吃饭，装作看不见的。
So if this比库 just continue with his eating and keep silent, is this considered as participable or not?
So then. Yes, that is also not particular because he did not make abhihara.
Uh-huh.
If he doesn't make abhihara means you keep silent, that means he can go if he likes.
If he didn't make abhihara, then I also say this is zero. If he didn't make this abhihara, he didn't make abhihara, then I can say zero.
So he did not make abhihara at all?
Yeah,
because he comes in front of you. No?
He comes in front of me, but this tray is there. He only shows this kind of gesture.
He makes this kind of gesture?
Yes, only. So I say zero.
No.
So if not abhihara, you can refuse.
So
you can even put your hand in front of you and don't refuse.
It's just like this.
Yes.
No problem. I will not become power.
Yeah, no abhihara.
This
is very tricky because now, very tricky because you don't know. Now his movements, you can't check his movements. Okay, he might took the spoon like that, but he put a little bit like that, finished. So therefore now, these are not fixed things. Even slightly good enough.
那就是说那个低头不语算是拒绝是吧？低头不语，对。So he's
asking that so if he already made the movement of the abhihara, then but so then I keep silent and just eating. So is that considered particular or not? He already made the movement abhihara, but I just continue with my eating and keep silent. In that case, is that considered what's called particular or not?
So it is, in a way it is, because you just ignore, you know that he is there.
Yeah.
If you, for example, you are not mindful, you have not noticed him, then of course there is no patikeva because you don't know it. But if you, for example, intentionally don't make any indication, you just keep silent just because you want to refuse, that is intention, it is also patikeva.
他说如果说我只是没有注意到你，然后被你忽略，那没有注意到你，没问题。但是如果说我保持沉默，我的目的就是拒绝你，那还是拒绝。还是一满足的情绪。如果他在这儿，如果那个主顾他知道了，然后那个主顾给他知道了，然后那个他的意思可能随意给多少就行，给多少就行。然后那这样那可能那个扎一个误明白，然后呢这样他走，那这种算不算拒绝？
你动机不是拒绝对吧？啊，对，动机就是随意，你给不给都行。那个什么，你能不能再放一下？你这难难难一块儿明白？So he's telling that so after this somebody approached this speaker like this. So this speaker only shake his head like that. So this people only shake his head like that. So then, why these people he's doing that? His real intention is to say, give anything you can give. Give anything you can give, like that. But this type didn't understand. Because he thinks I'm nodding ahead like this. Maybe it's a rejection. He thinks I'm doing rejection. So he went away. In that case...
It is irrelevant what Daika thinks. It is your intention which matters.
He 我不知道硬供啊，我们不过去嘛。 一个台子东西按照搬的意思就是说台子可以移动，要伸出手机，两个人抬起来，我手放下。这个台子上面的所有使用就算手受。对。如果你抬不起来，或者是超过一个手，一个个受嘛。受好这些，比库就坐在这个台上面就吃饭嘛。那在家人是看着你吃，还是他就好比是。 坐在就好比这菜啊，在你的一边，台子还有空余的地方，他把他的菜放这里，坐在这里吃，
不影响吗？他昨天讲吗？
这是可以吧？
对，可以，他昨天问了这个问题，不，他昨天问了这个问题了，就是说，比方说一个餐厅，就这有一些都已经手受过的食物，然后他
问的碰，我现在问的是可不可以跟在家人坐一在台上吃饭？
嗯。 So he's asking that is it love for a bhikkhu to eat on the same table with lay people? Is it love for bhikkhus to eat on the same table with lay people? So for example, this bhikkhu is sitting and eating on this side, and the dhyak is eating as well. The lay people are eating on this side. Is it love?
There is no Vinaya rule for that. Usually it's a custom. Monks should sit separately and lay people should separately. This is a custom. But if one travels by bus, for example, there are three seats, okay? The bhikkhu sits in seat number one, a layman sits number two, another layman sits number three. And then, because it's 11 o'clock, the bhikkhu has to finish his meal. He has a parcel of food. So he just put the parcel, take it and what, and eat it. He does not need to care about whether lay people sitting around or not. Same way in the aeroplane. Aeroplane, they serve food, meals. So, and there, one bhikkhu sitting here, two laymen sit here, and they serve. You take your food, you eat, lay people also eat, no problem.
I mean, face to face.
One table, face to face. No rule in Vinaya.
Okay. Custom is custom. Okay. Usually, now in some places, now if they go in restaurants, lay people try to put the monks in one table and they go separate table because they think it's not good.
Okay.
Because in public, no.
Yes.
So that is a custom.
这个能量是由于这个在家人是烧火，这个烧火它随时随地取的，所以他是因为这个原因，他说热水需要煮烧，所以我也是很问一下。然后他还说过，就是说这个只限于就是说，这个在家人跟寺没什么关系的。你在寺院，我沙米拉就有价值，就怎么样烧水的，是吧？有些水是比不自己烧的。
就是
比如沙米拉烧的水。
那
它即使是有价值，它也，
不是我想问一下，就是你这有没有价值和需不需要手术有什么关系？
是这样的，那个吉祥尊者这个意思，我对比较简单，
可以
我。就比如说那个普通的水，比如说河里的水，过去喝，那个不卖钱的。
对。
就比如说，就是外面，比如说那个在家人，就是不是我们寺院里的人，他烧的水，他烧的水，因为他买那个柴，他要买那个锅炉，他是付了费用的，他那个水可能烧开了以后，他是要沏茶要卖钱的。
然后呢？
因为这个东西有了价值，然后比如说，你看人家那个就是卖，就是那个开水。如果像那种有价值的开水，你拿来喝就不好，
对吧？
那说白了，那不是跟戒律有关系，只是不好而已。
不是，他认为这里面包含了价值，既然包含价值，就得经过人家允许，你就不能随便拿。
对。
那允许也不一定经手，你就口头允许就可以。
反正他是认为是要受一下。
那总之他这个逻辑到最后就是说，还是因为他这里边有价值，所以说需要
什么？就是简单道理，比如说我出去，我想喝热水，我去一个店里头，你有没有热水？说有，可以，一杯一块钱。 就类似这种感觉，就是那个热水，因为它是付了柴的费用烧水，所以它要卖你钱。
啊，就是因为买钱，所以也省油。
对对对，就是包括那个矿泉水，
也包括，比如说外面卖的瓶装矿泉水也是有价值的。那这种需不需要？
So he's asking that. So before this Malaysian monk called Wu Mangala, he taught him like this. So if a diet, he boiled this hot water to prepare himself with his own what's called firewood, like that. This hot water is with very. This hot water is with very because you have to use all this firewood and what's called the boiler to boil this water. Because you have to boil this water, because of this, this hot water has very with it. So because of this, if you want to accept this hot water, you have to get it offered. So do you have any comments on this?
It's not only on the value,
uh-huh.
It is actually the intention of the daika. The daika, uh-huh. Means of the daika, okay?
Uh-huh.
So let's see in which place this takes place? In the monastery unit? In the
monastery unit, what's happening? You don't have a reason.
In which place? In daika's house or in the...
It's actually in the monastery unit.
Inside the monastery.
Inside the monastery?
Yes.
So now these people actually who use this wood, okay, this monastery wood.
Oh, no, in this case, this remember, Umangala said this is the firewood of the daika. The firewood of the daika, like that.
Ah, the daika?
Yes.
Inside the monastery?
是这样的，这是有矛盾的，因为当时那个情况，那个确实是那个就是烧水那个东西，是寺院的，而且那个，就是那个原民啊，就是工人也是那个就是寺院那个出钱雇的，但是呢，就是那个吉祥尊者他说那话那意思，就是好像我理解当时不是说当时那个情景那个意思，他那个意思我理解就是说你在外面
在外面
什么情况？
So he's referring to the scenario outside the monastery. So let's say in the daika's house.
Okay, that is now okay. Let's see that now the daika prepares hot water.
Yes.
All right, with his own wood. All right. So, but his intention is he prepares specially for the bhikkhu.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
This water he wants to offer to the bhikkhu. That's why he prepares it.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So therefore now, if you already told the bhikkhu, I'm preparing water, I will put it on the table, you take anytime you like. Okay. If you already make the invitation of the bhikkhu to take, bhikkhu can take that water.
Okay, without getting it offered.
But offering is a different thing. Okay. He can take that water.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
So up to now there is no offense, there is no about value anything because the daika has already told the bhikkhu, I will prepare you in the morning water, I will put it on the table, you take. Okay. So in that case up to now there is no problem, the bhikkhu can take even without getting offered. Okay. So because water usually we can accept now, even without getting offered.
Yes.
So then
okay.
No, but if the daika does not tell anything to the bhikkhu, he prepares the water, so the bhikkhu goes himself in the kitchen. He says, boiled water. So then, and he takes that. Let's say, thinking, maybe the daika is prepared for me, not to steal it. So, and he takes it, So, there is, because of wrong perception, there is no offense. There is no offense, all right? Okay, because he thought the daika he prepared first when for the bhikkhu. But actually, the daika may have not prepared for that. It is wrong perception. There is no offense about that by taking it. Up to now, no offenses. But now, the third scenario is so then, if the bhikkhu he goes to the kitchen, he sees water and thinks, I want to have water. There is plenty of water, I will take it. without even thinking why the dog prepared this water. Mm. It goes for the bhikkhu, it goes for the family. He takes it. By taking this, dukkata. Dukkata partaking it, because he has not, asidaika. That is what actually can be the fear. It is not about the value of the wood. The value of the wood.
It's the daika's intention.
It's called, it is, depends on the daika's intention. It depends from the vinaya point of view that you have taken something who is not being given to you by Ashkol. On the sense that, now maybe the daika get offended, if you offend the daika. By taking, because he might be prepared for his sick mother. For the sick mother. And that bhikkhu goes and takes it. So therefore, this is what actually can interfere with the daika's intentions. And there will be conflict. Not about the value of wood, but the value of to which this water has to go. To whom it has to be offered. So then, now, the other case, I will explain the non-offense cases. Because there is also other things where the bhikkhu can also, partaking water himself, there are other things where they have to be considered. You can explain this to them.
Okay, but according to this kind of explanation, is all about the daika. He has to ask that this daika's intention, but there's nothing to do with this kind of offering or not. So he has to offer, get this water offered. There's nothing to do with that.
Yes, nothing to do with offering.
Okay.
It is intentional daika. But even the offer, even if the bhikkhu takes it, there are other things to be considered which I have to explain.
Okay.
I have not finished.
Okay. 然后他说是这样的，这个事有什么，一条类似的结，但是这条结跟水有什么关系？他说这看你这个施主，他准备热水，如果动机是什么？他说比方他是这种这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这 给放里 放桌子上，然后他走了，然后过了一会儿，这旅客过来，然后自己拿着热水喝了。这是完全不犯，这是完全不犯，这是第一种情景，第二种情景，这个是什么都对没有对比库说，然后这比库他自己口渴了，他跑到那个去厨房里边，跑到去厨房里边看一杯水，这不一定热水，就可能只是一杯水，也可以是热水，也可以不是热水，然后他就口渴了。然后他就想，就看这个地方放一热水，这应该是为我准备的。但他没问师傅，他就这么想，这东西这应该是为我准备的。然后他拿起这杯水，然后喝掉了。这种情况上，因为这个比库，其实这个水必是对师傅来说可能不恰恰不是为他准备的。如果是为他准备，肯定是不犯，就像和第一种情况是一样，和第一种情况是类似的。然后，但如果即使这个师傅这个水并不是为他准备的，然后这个比库以为自己准备的这种想去拿了个水喝了个水，他也还是不犯的。这是第二种情况，然后第三种情况，然后和第二种情况很类似，就是这个也是这个就是什么都没说，然后这个比库斯自己跑到厨房里边看那一杯水，什么都不想，这有水，我拿下就喝了。这种是吧？犯恶作，因为你甚至都没有去问一下这个就是的动机到底什么？他这一杯热水可能是为了自己生病妈妈准备的，然后你把人那个生病妈妈的水给喝了，然后这样的话对师傅来说是一种冒犯。然后这是第三种情况，然后这张老师还没讲，然后说张老师判断这个东西犯不犯，还讲一些其他一些情景。
Now the value of the wood and the water is to be considered when the monk wants to steal.
Okay.
Okay. Regarding the first, second paradigma.
Okay. Okay.
So then we only check the value.
Okay.
But if the monk does not want to steal, he takes it because of carelessness or something like that. There are other factors to be considered, not the value of the wood or the water. It is whether the daika's intention was to give it to him or not.
Okay. Okay. 他说呢，什么情况下你需要去考虑说这个水本身的价值，以及你把这个热水烧开就耗在那柴火价值呢？只有说你当那个比库取那个水的时候，是拿着一偷东西，明明知道这以自己那个想就是这都不是我的，但是我要把它偷过来。只有比库以这种东西拿那个水的时候，你才需要考虑他这个烧着水柴火值多少钱，这个水本身值多少钱？你说矿泉水行吗？然后但如果说这个比库东西不是偷，他只是他什么都没想，这有水我拿起来就喝。那如果那样的话，那就按照前面说的，看这个是比库东西是什么来判断这个比库是不是有罪。
So then, they say, oh, we have a story in the Vinaya Pitaka, Vinita Vatu, where a monk stole Sangika water. and he followed Parajika.
他说他说在那个电视上巴拉吉干那个故绿像里边故事，主要是有一个比库，因为那个偷用那个僧塔所有水，然后就犯了巴拉吉干。
Yes, there are Parajika. There are also other cases when the monk, for example, from the rice field of another person, he digs makes a canal, small canal, so that the water goes to the another person's field, goes to steal the water.
Okay.
Again, Parajika.
Okay. 然后他说那个，然后那个在里边还有另外一个例子，然后说就一个比库跑到一个巨石水田里边，然后在那个水田里边偷偷挖了一条水渠，然后他挖着水渠之后把这个水田他家水田水，然后引到另外一家人水田里边去，然后这样说他也犯了巴拉吉干。
In such case, we have to consider the value of the water.
那这种情况下，我们就需要考虑这个水本身的价值。
So about Parajika cases, no?
这是关于巴拉吉卡的那个记忆。
So now, regarding water, now this bhikkhu who took water, let's say the Daika told Bhante on the table, this water is for you, all right? So fresh from the kitchen, from the oven, he puts there. Now the bhikkhu can take, all right? But the thing is, if this Daika has the boil the water, no? Because of ashes can fall in, other pieces can roll. Even the vessel they cook with the water, it is not well washed. There are many particles and some dust and other rubbish things inside. So that is where we have, if the bhikkhu takes by himself, he has to strain this water. Okay? To
strain
make sure,
this water.
Strain
water.
It because to make sure there are no ashes inside.
Oh, okay.
That's called, and so forth. To make it sure. Better to strain it.
Okay.
Right. That is one option. Or he has to tell the Daika, please get it offered to me.
Oh, okay.
On the possibility that there may be particles inside.
Oh, okay.
Because these particles are not water. As the Buddha tells, except water and two stick, no? That's called. Now, water can accept if it is clean water. But if it is not clean, there are particles inside, you have to get it off.
他说是这样的，他说那个张老刚才讲的那个第一种情况，就是说那个师傅，他如果说这个水已经告诉你，就是为你准备，然后你可以去取，而这个比库他可以去取，没有，然后拿小河没有问题。但是要考虑是这样的情况，就是说他那个这个师傅，他如果在那个煮水的过程中，他那个水里边落入尸体，或者说他煮水的容器很脏，那容器本来里边就各种各样颗粒。然后那颗粒可能是就是那种不可溶的，然后就混在水里边那种。然后在这种情况下，这个比库如果说他还要自己取这个水的话，他有两种选择，一种他自己拿个滤水囊把这个水过滤一下，另外一种选择该碎把这水手收了，就可以了，因为这个就是不用手收那种水，指的是那个干净的水，你要水里边如果混入了尘土渣子或者其他东西的话，这还是需要手收，或者你把这个给滤水。
So therefore now here, these lay people, no, Pandupalas or sometimes Samaneras, they boil the water in the boiler. So and the way they do it, I've seen sometimes, if you see in the bottom of the bottle, so much rubbish is there. So that's why you have to get it offered, this hot water. In the thermos flask and everything, you have to get it offered. So because sometimes they don't strain it well. Sometimes they don't strain it. They just take it from the fireplace and put and so forth. And ashes fall inside. So even if they strain it, sometimes the bottle is not washed. So therefore, it's better to get it offered. Or if there is no someone to get it offered, to take a strainer, close strainer, and strain it him oneself.
他说那个，他说这边这龙神林这边红衣个善人啊，他们在那个大锅炉那边地方煮了水，然后他们可能去拿那个他煮水那个地方那个就是很脏的，然后呢，他们可能这个有点脏，这个水他们也不可能，有的时候他们根本就不过滤，直接放到大锅里边那个放进去了，或者有时候他虽然过滤，但是他过滤不是很好，或者有时候他虽然是过滤很好了，但是他到那个暖水瓶。那又不是很干净，然后所以这些可能性都有可能说你这个是导致这个水里边有杂质，
所以说在这种情况下最好是把这波他们带过来热水给收一下，或者说如果说你万一发现是你是周围没有啥人，然后没找不到人手，那你就自己拿个绿水，然后把这水过滤一下就可以了。 OK，
但是受不受想突起恶臭，就好比现在上面人啊或者比库他受好了放在他的台上面，上面人这边水没了跑到他那里去压水，那这个就变成不受了对吧。但比库心想这受过了他还在用，如果你没有他就有恶作。
对，这个食物跟那个食物是一样的，就那个他不是那个上面来上面那个或者巨石在上面碰了一下食物，造成了位移，然后比库不知道，那吃那不吃的也是一样。
那在这个地方，是不是有规定上面人家不能到比库台上去加热水？
其实不能加热水，我比库上的东西，你不应比库上的东西，你们都不应该碰的。
我看比库跑到上面人家这里去加热水的，
是吗？
对啊，有热水瓶为什么不能加呢？就问一下班天是不是有这个？
So he's asking that. Sometimes this salmonella, they went to the bhikkhu's table, in that room, in the kitchen. They went to the bhikkhu's table to take hot water because their hot water is already finished. So they just pushed the thermoman on the bhikkhu's table, just push and get water, and they just leave it there. So he's asking that. So after that, if a bhikkhu takes hot water from the thermal flux without getting enough, will this bhikkhu fall into offense?
No, because he has not moved it. No, he has not moved the thermos flask. The thermoflask in the same place, he just presses and the water comes out. No. He does not move the thermoflask, no problem.
So he's asking that if a bhikkhu went to Samanera's table and get water from Samanera's thermal flask and drink it, will the bhikkhu fall into offense or not?
From Samanera's, because it's not offered.
Yes.
So that is the thing, because now he can take it, can take, but they have to see in a glass if it is possible to see if there are particles inside.
Okay.
If there are visible particles, of course, he should strain it and drink it. Otherwise, he can't drink that water with particles.
他说这个情况下，你把那个上面的，你从下面那个是热水瓶上的打热水，你要拿来看一看。这里有没有可见的颗粒？如果有可见颗粒，你过滤之后才能喝。如果没有的话，你可以直接喝。
就你觉得是问题的，一般来说，比库是不是放二种？你这种油肉型的这种说法呢？
没事，他这没
我今天就是觉得有点敏感。
没事，他那个，然后你还说问题吗？没有了。然后有下面你说。
就是那个，我刚才想问的问题，
一样，
差不多解决了。就是比如说那个之前那个茶室的那个净水器，不是提示要换滤芯吗？那应该提示吗？
对，应该在提示。
那这种在知道提示的时候，是以那种提示为标准，还是那个？
肉眼可见，他看到
是
肉眼，
对。
你大概想想没有了。你说
那个这条街的那个就是那个疑惑度托犯了条件那个第三条，我没看明白，您要是看明白了我就不
疑惑度托三种沟通要素是吧？
四种啊。
三种，不好意思，我翻错了。三种是四啊，没事吧？四十一第四种沟通要素，第三非烟等不足取的画像。这个我认为就是说你比方说烟，它里边可能有些颗粒，但是烟这个东西你真是那个或者花香这东西是拿不起来的。
烟就是空中飘的烟是吗？
对，我认为这，但我
跟寿是关
啊，
这跟寿司好像没关系。
烟会入口啊。
哦，
对，
然后那花香 花向回路口，
花向那儿
可以从它吸进去。
哦，但我现在
这种东西就不需要哨子，
你没法手怎么手？
哦，
我给你确认一下，我可以给你确认。So he is talking about the four factors. The third factor is so it is not something like smoke or smog, which you cannot take. Can you remember this factor?
This is abuharika. Abuharika means which is something insignificant like smoke. Uh-huh. Smoke things, if you inhale smoke, no, for example, this fire smoke,
yes.
and you inhale it, goes under the throat.
Yes.
This is abuharika insignificant.
Okay.
If it is something like that, you don't need, that does not play any role. But if it is gross things, and so forth, of course, it is a factor for offense.
So this gross things means that you can
above means no absence of smoke and so forth, something insignificant. This is the meaning. That means it must be something significant object.
Significant,
like for example, dust.
Okay.
Dust is okay. Smoke, no problem. Okay. But dust, you inhale dust and so forth. You take in with your bowl, in your bowl falls dust. You take that. I call it is a pachiti, I call that.
Okay, so but the Chinese translation is like it's not takeable. So the takeable means the it's called the so this kind of a insignificant things. It's not possible to take a cayenne or a kaya pati by like it means for smoke. You cannot take with your body or take something with some kind of a vessel like that.
Because how you can take smoke now, how you can cut smoke and smell it, it's smoke, but
okay.
Dust you can.
Okay. So this translation is correct, it's takeable like that, it's movable like this kind of thing.
Takeable means what you can actually...
Because the word significant is very weak, difficult for me to translate to you.
Abuharika no. Abuharika means insignificant. Insignificant things which are, means do not come under this classification of food like that. Now, smoke and smell, for example, you can have a smell like vanilla smell. Okay? You take a cake and a lot of vanilla smell. You like it. It goes inside you. And then you think, oh, titafoli pachitia. No such thing, because this abuharika is insignificant. It does not come to that category of...
然后张老师说他们也其实有烟味儿，并没说不足取而，他说是不显著的东西，然后不显著的东西，比方说是烟，比方说香味，然后烟比方说那个是烧柴火，烧烟，然后你吸入，这不算违反了禁令。然后他比如刚才所说的，比方说蛋糕可能上放了一些那个香草，然后你是闻那香草香味啊，这个好那个好香啊，这样，然后就不停的这个吸入这个香味，这个虽然是你不停吸入香味，但是不要去想这个如我可能会犯巴西利亚。
They said, how do you think? Pachitya?
Very funny.
So these are called abuharika things. Abuharika means insignificant things. Which are, you take something under your throat, but it is actually not important thing to be considered. But dust and so forth is different. Now dust, I call... which falls, you can see from sunlight, sometimes full of dust falls in your bowl. Then you can eat. So you have to get it off again.
他说这种，但是那种像尘土又不能算那个不显著的东西。比方说你在阳光之下看到那个尘土，直接掉到你玻璃上，那这种情况你不应该承受。
这意思是说，就是张老刚才尘土并不是说那个地面那灰尘，而是空气飘着那些什么。
空气飘，如果你从阳光下看，它就掉在你的玻璃，它的意思。
但是如果比如说有一束阳光哈，然后你会看到很多很多的尘土在空中飘，是那种东西是吧？
它悬浮。
就是说没有阳光，你看不出来是吧？
不是，它这东西悬浮，但是这张老刚用的词是掉落，我认为悬浮这种东西它是不会掉落到你这东西里边吧？它是在不停的飘。
但是张老提说的是阳光，就是那个，就平常我们就是生活经验嘛。
我是给他提一下，你这个问题我给他提一下，等会儿。
你就拿手电，你不照他也。
So now, so what is Peter? He's telling that. So if he's a beam of sunlight, as you can see, many particles floating in the air, and it's always floating, moving. Even inside a ball, these things are always moving. So maybe by this sunlight, you can say maybe they're moving a little close to your foot. You never know whether it touches or not. So in that case, it's necessary for you to get this all over.
If you have sunlight, you can have magnifying glass also. If you see magnifying glass, you can see bacteria inside. Well, these are insignificant things.
But you said...
But now, sunlight means you can see big particles of dust, which actually produce maybe somebody dust something and you're full of dust and so on. It's not natural thing and so on. It's natural thing. If you take a cushion and dust it, dust is what you can see. Dust and so on. Sometimes without sunlight you can see. So in that case, if that falls in your bowl, it's going to get it off again.
Okay. So this kind of dust is not natural particles in the air.
Yeah, it is not natural particles.
Okay.
You can't avoid anything. Even every time you see sunlight and so, it is no way that you can see some particles going on in the air because of the wind, something like that.
Mm.
These are just very tiny particles.
Oh.
But now, if dust and so, when somebody takes a cushion and dust this, you can see a real seed.
Oh, even without sunlight.
Sometimes even without sunlight.
Oh, okay. 他说那个，他说他是自然空气当中的这种颗粒，当然你那个阳光照射可以看到它们，然后可能在你玻璃了。然后他说这种颗粒不算，你比方说你那个你拿放大镜看的话，那可能看到细菌掉那里边，这种都是不算。然后他说他指的是这种尘土呢，是比方说有人拿起个垫子，然后在你面前甩。然后看到这种不自然的尘土，有时候这种不自然的这种尘土，哪怕没有阳光，你能看到它掉玻璃了。
Sometimes while going on the road for Pindabada, some vehicle comes. Dust and so. And your ball dust. So then you have to get it off of it.
他边上机车车坡上，然后机车车坡上就通过那个马路，然后马路上一个车开过来，然后车积很多尘土，然后那个尘土要掉你玻璃上，就需要松手。
如果当时我的手就在坡上
啊。So he's asking that, so why this dust is falling into his bowl? His hand is holding the bowl. In that case, it doesn't have to be offered. So why?
No, it is because it's called, there is no daika to offer it now.
Okay.
Because the daika must be there to, and hatha pass and all these things, is fine. It's called, how many factors?
然后他说对，而且师傅也不在什么一臂之内。
So in the same way now here, Samadhapaka Pasati gives many examples. Kangavetan is very briefly. Now, for example, if a piku is under a tree and falls, and then dry leaves, very small particles of leaves fall into the bowl. Finish. He has to get this offered again.
他说这个地方一会多解释比较简洁，然后在那个在本来地方还有更多意思，比方说一个比库坐在树下，然后风吹那个树上树上枯叶掉在玻璃上。然后他那手段上也不在玻璃上，这种情况下，这玻璃上是在承受。
要不要走神？
要。
是不是在这样？我也想到，就念手势。
口水叫你可以要承受的。
不要离开锅。
不离开，我看完皮肤在吃嘛。
啊。
口水掉了，他还是要叫上面人过来收。
So he is asking that what if while eating the this piku is eating his peanut butter food, his saliva falls into his bowl.In that case,
there are many cases now. Kankavetan is very brief. Kankavetan doesn't explain these things.
So that means it has to be reoffered. It has to be reoffered, even if his own saliva
falls into the bowl.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes, from the mouth, but already inside the mouth, some rice grain, which is burned already inside the mouth, which is already salivated, it falls inside the bowl. Then, one has two options. Either to find where it is fallen and take this and remove everything. The other option, if he can't find it, he has to get the bowl of it.
他说别别别，这边上身上上这里边掉掉出个名儿，然后这上掉那波儿，这时候你有两个选择，一个是你正好就看这个名儿掉哪儿，把这个名儿拿出来，然后是实际是剩下的，或者你要是看不见在哪儿，你就得把这个波儿穿出来。
哎，打个比方说，这个掉波儿是太好了，掉个波儿都没留到了这个面，我没有离开波。
你是手没有离开波是吧？
没有手没有的话，在这里就
我得问一下。
我有打个比方说，是自己在自己身体之内。
So he's asking that, so why this piece of grain falls into the bowl, his hand is holding the bowl. In that case, does it have to be re-offered or something?
What is piece of?
Well, this piece of grain fell into the bowl, his hand is holding the bowl. In that case, is it necessary to get it re-offered?
Yeah, because in case it is already mixed with saliva.
Uh-huh.
It is inside the mouth is already mixed with saliva. If it sticks only on the lip, and the lip and so forth, it falls inside the bowl, no problem.
Why?
Why? Because it's not mixed with saliva. It's a rice grain, it sticks to the lip, and then it falls in the bowl. No problem. Because it's not mixed with saliva. But if the rice grain already has gone inside the mouth, and then it falls, it's mixed with saliva, and then it falls inside the bowl, then it will get offered.
So why saliva matters here? Why saliva matters here?
Why saliva matters?
Yes, yes.
Because there is another rule, and this is what the Buddha told about this, what's it called? secretion of the body, secretions, which come. There are secretions, no? Which come from the body. For example, urine, and blood, and saliva, and other things, and so forth, which have to be offered if one wants to swallow them again. This Mahavaka Pali, there is another rule, and Samantha has explained about these things.
Okay. But if this piece of grain is on his lip, why did and if it fell into the bowl, why doesn't have to be reoffered?
Excuse me, if this?
This piece of grain is on his lip, and then it fell into the bowl, why that doesn't have to be re-offered? Because this is also, why that? Because this is already offered?
The lips are dry, no? The lips are dry. Uh-huh. If the lips are dry, do not have saliva.
Uh-huh.
So this rice grain falls without mixed with saliva at all.
Oh, it's not into her mouth and then out of the mouth. Like,
yes.
Okay. 他说这个是这样，他说这个刚刚说米饭这个例子，就是这嘴里边有粒米这个例子，如果说这个嘴这个米刚才说的这个米如果已经进你嘴里边，并且和你唾液混合的话，然后那个如果是这个我得确认一下。So he's asking that while his hand is holding the bowl, this piece of grain fell into the bowl again, and it's already salivated. In that case, he still has to be re-offered. No.Even when
yes, if it is mixed with saliva, it gets to be offered. Not otherwise.
I mean, he's asking that even if his hand is holding.
Yes, yes, holding.
Okay. 他说那个就是说这个如果说这个米饭和唾液已经混合了，就是即使像他说的那样，就是说那个手和波，那个手当时还是湿波的，然后这个东西还要承受。然后原因是这样，在大片里边有一条界，就是说不是这条界，是在大片之外，因为大片里边另外一条界就是这湿。身体的排泄物包括那个屎、尿，然后那个泪水、唾液这些东西，然后你想把它吞咽下去的话，要重新授予。这是大品里边一条就行。然后那个在普通人里边引用了这个，然后这个东西它已经是印这个米粒已经进嘴，然后跟唾液混合在一起，所以这是包含唾液。所以不管怎么说，这个东西一定要承受的，这是第一种情况。第二种情况，如果说这个米它只是粘在你嘴上，还没有跟唾液混合，然后它也没有进你嘴里边。然后这个米粒还已经被受过这种，然后如果这样的米粒掉锅里边，没问题，不需要承受。
那就是说刚才那个身体的排泄物，只要离开了身体就需要承受。
我给你确认一下。So he's asking that, so these secretions of the body, let's say, tear or saliva or something. So once it gets detached from the body, and if the bhikkhu wants to swallow it, he has to get it offered.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in the same way now, sweat, for example, when an eel is sweating, very hot, then drop, falls into the bowl. Again, He says either to, if one can identify what the drop has fallen, have to remove this, remove. Or if he can't find it, he has to get all of
it. 他说你这个突然让别人吃饭的时候天气很热，让吃饭的人我突然那个汗掉到饭里面，这时候你有两种选择，一个是你看准那个汗掉什么地方，把那一块饭去掉，然后这是一种，再把这里冲。
Mucus from the nose, mucus falling to the wall again.
然后那个。鼻涕渣，然后那个掉锅里是一样。
While eating a lot of chili, sometimes tears come. Tears falls to the bowl.
然后那个饭很烂的话，然后问你吃出眼泪，眼泪掉锅里是一样的。
这个东西我就觉得，很多原来呢在读西大的时候，佛父尊者就是说，尿疗嘛，比库很多人他提倡尿疗，他自己的尿，对很多比库都在做自己这种尿疗，很尿。如果鼻孔和尿就这样说的话是犯戒，如果是犯戒的话是
不是犯戒，是那个谁手术
他没有手术，这自己和自己的尿怎么样手术？
要手术。
他取尿的时候是这样的，我不知道活不真的，在那个曼厅那个杯子吧，它是那个生殖器搭在杯子上，这就没离开身体。
这样是没离开身体？
不是，
我明白你的意思。
他那个尿出来以后。它那个生殖器是搭在杯子口上的，
对，
所以说这个尿一直就没有离开身体。如果说是没搭着，比如说你把杯子放这儿，然后往里面尿，它这尿就离开身体。
不，打个比方，我拿这个杯子，这个拿这个杯子不是一样的吗？肚子屙尿的时候都是拿这个杯子。
你拿着杯子的时候，你那个是手还是接触那杯子？
我手还是不接触这杯子。
对，接触杯子的时候，你没按照他的标准，你就没有离开身体。
但是没有离开身体啊。
对。
不是，
他是
正好不是说他扶着锅，然后口里掉出来。
还是要手术。
对，但是你在这过程中有离开身体啊。
不是，那个尿的话，它不一定是一条线，它尿到后来可能是一滴一滴往下滴。那只要说前面是一条线，没有离开身体，最后滴了一滴，那就算离开身体。
那我得问一下，
他那个就是说搭着的话，那就
这搭着怎么
一直搭着杯子？
他的意思就是说，整个过程中，你那个杯肯定，你那杯肯定靠你生气，对不对？所以说，然后你那个是生气搭在杯子上，所以说你这个尿壶或者是在生气上面，或者是在杯子里边，然后不管是你在生气还是在杯子里边，就一定是你身体上接触。
到时候就是等我拿起来喝的时候，
那先喝，你拿起来喝水，你那是那杯子是跟你手接触的，
手拿着杯子，
他这个意思，就他的意思。
那还有一个就是说没有打着，如果是拿着是杯子，
腾空了
，就你要出来过程中，在有一段时间在空气当中，对吧？
但是它是
这个
一直持续不断的。
你这个地方
我
但是你不能保证它一直可能断一下。
断了，它就成功的地方，它肯定断的。
因为尿量这个事情很多，
有可能是第一滴还是第一滴。
不是，我说的成功是不是这里成功，前面成功，放在前面，它要有一定力量，它只能吃。
Some of these Chinese monks are drinking, they're all urine for healthy purpose, like that. So the way they crack their urine, they're like this. That's it. So this is their penis. And they put a cup. They touch this penis.This is a big topic. I will explain tomorrow because I have to find the text.
Okay.
These texts are in Mahavagapali. Mahavagapali. And about the secretions is about Mahavagapali.
Okay.
So, so this is the thing, no, you see, it is, someone they do it, but I have to check.
So he's telling like that. So he's telling like that. So one bhikkhu is putting one cup of water next to his bowl. So where he's eating, because while he's eating, sometimes he feels thirsty also. So because he feels thirsty, sometimes he take this cup of water and drink, and then put this cup down like that. So he's that he said that. So while he's drinking this cup of water, because his lip is already smeared with what's called oil, saliva, and food particles maybe. So these things might get mixed up with this whatever he's drinking this cup of water. So then he just put the cup down, and he removed his hand off the cup. And then he's asking that, in that case, in the second time when he tried to take up this water and drink, is it necessary to get this cup reoffered or not?
If there are particles inside, of course, he has to get reoffered.
But he said no particles, just oil, saliva, this kind of thing is not necessary to get reoffered or something.
Saliva is not necessary to get it over. What?
Because he's asking that. So when he's drinking this cup of water, his own saliva and also his oil. Because when he's eating, no? He's eating. Then his lips, maybe already smeared with oil.
Yeah, oil is not a problem because it is outside in the lips, no.
Oh, okay.
But if it is like, for example, saliva or food which has been already gone into the mouth mixed with saliva, if it sticks to the cup. It has fallen inside the cup, or it sticks in the outside the cup. So then, that is not offered, okay? Because they have to get it offered. If he does, for example, drink again, and then new particles that stuck already going inside the mouth a second time.
Okay.
So this is adinada. It's not offered.
So how do you make sure that so your saliva is mixed up with the water or not? Because while you're drinking, you don't know whether your saliva is mixing with the water.
You see, Ashwala, that is a tricky thing. How do you know? Because you can check if there are particles inside. Now, you see, sometimes if you have already food in the mouth, so in this food is already mixed with saliva. So then, and while you're drinking, so some food and so forth might fall inside the cup.
Okay.
So therefore, if you want to drink again, you have to see that there are no particles inside. If it is clean, no particles, you can drink again. Or if there are no particles stuck here and so forth. Now here, for example, while drinking, okay, I drink like that. But from here, particles stick here. Already mixed with saliva. That's why they stick, no? Because of saliva.
Yes.
Sticky substance.
Yes.
So, I'm drinking and there are particles here. I'm putting again. So now, if I drink second time, if these particles go inside the mouth, this is pachitya.
Okay. So then, but even if there's no particles in the cup, is there a possibility that this water is already been mixed up with saliva or oil?
Oh, you can check me, for example. You can see, no problem. No, clean. You can drink.
Okay. 也没有那个唾液或者油的话，你只要你看不出来，唾液的话你就可以喝。看唾液当然会看不出来。对，他就这个意思。我甚至我个人也问这个问题，就是如果说没有饭，可是有唾液怎么办？他说只要你看不出来。
只要我看不出来，那你没问题，因为唾液肯定看不出来，就是油液你也看不出来嘛。
油还是有可能看出来，如果是油的话，对，油还是有可能看出来。然后你说，
翻内，像刚刚那个翻内不说了吗？他说你的饭粒粘在杯口这里没有进去，
啊，
你再拿起来喝，巴西蒂亚。
那个，就你拿起来喝，导致那个饭粒最后你把饭粒咽下去了。
就是我能不能这样？就我这个杯子拿起来，我里面看了水里面没有东西，在上面粘了东西，我换个方向再这样翻。
这个不放对。
So he's asking that.
这是不放对，很多人就这样做。
So he already found that. So the edge of the cup is already smeared with particles.
Hmm.
So when he's drinking this cup of water, he already found that the edge of the cup, the brim of the cup is already smeared with particles, stuck with particles. So in that case, he didn't drink from this side. He drank from the other side.
No problem.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
然后那个班内，我想问一下，之前那个体育老师教这种方法，我想问一下，这种方法是不是正确的？
你说。
喝了半杯那杯子呀，就是不要放在这儿，要压着桌布。
嗯。So he's asking that 你说这位老师是那个阿里拉桑
的？不是，是马辛德尊者。
啊，马辛德尊。
是他就是说，他那意思就是说，你压着坐布，你不管杯子上有什么，然后它都是身体连接物。
啊。
身体接物。
Okay.
啊，对，身体接物。
OK， 所以也就是你这边放着的话，就是拿它这上面有颗粒，然后你把颗粒咽下去也没问题。
对，没问题。
So he's asking that. So his teacher, Umahinda, said that. So even if this cup is smeared with particles, and you drink this cup again from the same side like that, you drink, and you actually swallow this particle. But before you put down this cup, you put it here. That means on sitting cloth. In that case, you will not fall into offense.
What, sitting cloth?
Yes. So that means the first time you put down the cup, you put it on the sitting cloth.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, this cup becomes called kaya patibadho. So in the second time, even if you drink the water with food particles, you will not fall into offense. Is that true or not?
So then it depends whether the food is saliva or not. That is the problem. Because the saliva has gone out of the mouth, no. And this saliva has to be offered because it's detached from the body. The saliva has to be offered. But if the food is already dry, it's not mixed with saliva, no need to get it offered. Whether you put it on the nisidana, you put it on the ground, no problem, because that is already offered.
Okay.他说这个问题是这样，他说就是说这个这个问题关键是在不是说在是不是做不成，而是在于你这个食物残渣是不是已经与唾液混合。如果这食物残渣没有与唾液混合的话，不管你是把它放在做布上还是放在其他地方，你这个食物喝着是已经受过的，不需要承受，
对，
不需要承受。但是如果说这个东西，如果这食物残渣已经混合了唾液的话，你不管你放在这儿还是放在那儿，它你拿出来时候，唾液已经离开你身体了，
离开身体，
然后跟你的在大便里边排泄物里面去，它是需要承受的。
That's why the Pavak Sayadaw, Umahinda's teacher, Umahinda's teacher. So then he tells to avoid taking food with spoon.
Okay.
Spoon, to eat with spoon. Because you put the spoon into the mouth, and then the spoon gets, saliva sticks into the spoon.
Okay.
And you put it out, and again put it.
okay.
Every time you do it, but it.
他说马辛德尊者老师帕瓦西亚多，他就是这句，是因为这个原因，就是那个建议，比如不要用勺子吃饭。他说你别要拿勺子吃饭，那个勺子放，把食物放嘴里的时候，可能跟你唾液混合。然后你把你的唾液沾唾液，是勺子拿出来，再那个再弄，然后再吃一次，然后你每吃这么一次，再放一次巴西蒂亚。
但是我手一直拿着勺子，这也算是离开身体的。
So he's asking that. So in this case, this bhikkhu's hand is always holding the spoon. So how can you consider this saliva got detached from the body? Because this bhikkhu is always holding the spoon with this hand. So why do you say that saliva is already away from the body? This is his question.
So then.Because now there is another rule, I'm telling you, in Mahavagapali,
okay?
If there is no kapyakaraka around, one should not take these things, secretions which are from the body, which are detached from the body,
detached
to take them
the
and put them again to the mouth.
So, he's asking about the
detached from the mouth. Now, for example,
detached
the body
from
is
the mouth. Oh, okay.
Now the saliva belongs to that part of the mouth. No,
okay,
it is detached from the mouth.
Okay, okay, okay.
Saliva is not here and so forth.
Okay,
does
okay.
Not, it's not produced from the hand.
Okay.
It's from produced from the mouth.
Okay.
So therefore, now this is the place of saliva.
Okay.
The place from the place where it is, it gets detached from that place.
Okay.
Okay. That particular part of the body is detached.
Oh, okay.
So and you can't swallow it again.
Oh, okay.
So this is actually this is another rule which interferes with it.
Okay.
So he's asking that. So for example, he's eating food with his hand. In that case, if his fingers got smeared with saliva, in that case, once he knows that his finger is smeared with saliva, he has to wash his hand and then come back to eat.
Yeah, that is. But how this can happen? I suppose because how? Except if you put your fingers, you lick your fingers. Licking the fingers is not a secure rule.
Yes.
We should not lick the fingers. That is also when, because after licking, or you want to put something inside to remove something from your mouth, and then it's smeared with saliva. If you eat this, but eat it. So therefore now, in that case now, it is better to go and wash it, the hand.
吃饭的时候舔手指，然后就可能会出现那个是不是粘唾液情况。还有一种情况就是说你在吃饭过程中，别让你牙里边塞着什么东西，然后这种情况就是可能会出现那个是不是粘唾液情况。否则的话，他认为还是不太可能。当然，我认为有一种情况是极有可能的，木瓜，香蕉，长条的，咬一口，你拿出来那个半个香蕉一定是粘的嘴唇。 因为你是用牙咬的，不用嘴唇咬的。嘴唇切不开。
对。
那嘴唇肯定有唾液。有人嘴唇很干，但是有人嘴唇是有很多，就是比较潮湿的那种。
那个是唾液吗？
那嘴唇那个是汗吗？不是汗。
不是汗，但我认为那是唾液。
应该是唾液。
牙是唾液。牙可能。
比如说，就这样很简单的一个，我觉得嘴唇干，我下意识会。
这
然后把香蕉扒咬，然后剩下的半根香蕉只能扔掉，不能吃。
So he is asking that this monkey is eating a long banana. Like this. So he gets one bite from the banana, and then he removes it, and again bites it. So in that case, according to your explanation, this he found a budget difference because this banana also gets smaller with this saliva while he's eating.
So I don't know how. It's called. He can saliva can go to the banana because now if it is, for example, you eat banana, okay, the piece you cut it goes to the mouth. The rest does not go to the mouth, no. So in that case, now the what you remove, it is not gone into the mouth. So therefore, it is can't be mixed with saliva. Did you see? Did you detect? You check tomorrow. How much saliva is in your banana?
他说这么简单，说你那个他认为你的那个吃香蕉是不大很粘唾液，就是说你比方说你咬着香蕉，他说在实际上是在嘴里边，你都会咽下去。你要先在嘴里边不会粘唾液，他是一个。我认为100%会，为什么？我给你举个例子啊，刚才说，比如说因为那个唾液是无色透明，你看不到的，那我们想让唾液看到很简单，当你牙龈出血的时候。 牙龈出血的时候，你咬块馒头，你把馒头拿出来，上唾液不沾血，对。那我们假定牙龈出血，我们牙龈没出血，但是我们嘴里头全是唾液，那我们可以认为你没问题吧？就是说，血液跟唾液是混在一起，就是既然我的
沾有唾液就肯定有唾液，对，沾有唾液，
只是我们看不见那个颜色而已。
So he's telling that actually it must be smeared with saliva. He will give an example. So for example, sometimes your a teeth is bleeding, no? Something your teeth is bleeding. So in that case, if you go to have a bite, let's say a cake or banana or anything like that, you can find the remaining part of the cake or banana is smeared with blood. So he said that actually in that case the blood is already mixed together with saliva. So when your tooth is bleeding, this blood will immediately get mixed up with saliva. No? So then we bite of a cake, a banana, anything like that. You can see there's some blood marks there. So if you know the blood mark is there, the saliva must also be there. This is his explanation.
It's not. It depends on which from where part of the body the saliva the blood comes. No, if it comes from in front of the teeth.
Uh-huh.
So then from the front teeth, or what? Uh-huh. No, yeah, the upper teeth, uh-huh. That place does not produce saliva.
Okay.
It's inside, behind the teeth, no. It's uh-huh. Behind the teeth what saliva is produced.
Uh-huh.
If it comes from this upper, the other part,
uh-huh.
And the blood comes out,
uh-huh.
So it is usually not mixed with saliva. You can't tell it for sure.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, another thing is, now you see, even blood,
uh-huh.
It is secretion of the body, no?
Yes, yes, yes.
That is also to be offered,
okay.
Anyhow.
Okay.
So if you see blood also, you have to get it offered.
Okay. 他是可以说，所以说你的咬是看血，但是看血并不代表就那就有唾液，而且他是这个解释，这是第一点，第二点，他说不管怎么说，你这个血如果是血流血的话，血也是身体的一种排泄物。所以说你看血的话，这无论如何是要清除。But
with the spoon, is different. You put the whole spoon to the mouth. You insert it. And the same thing, the spoon does not remain inside the mouth. You put it out again. So that is what actually can be mixed with saliva.
他说那个，但是这对于勺子来说是不一样。勺子的话，你是把整个勺子整个伸进嘴里边了，然后你又把整个勺子给拿出来了，所以他是有可能一个等于那种接触到唾液。他这样他的解释。那我有一个问题。
Oh, banana and so forth, you put. So this piece goes in. The rest goes out. Okay. But spoon. This piece goes in and again it goes out.
对，但是他就是重新解释一遍，就是那个香蕉的时候，你是伸进去那部分就被咽下去了，然后那个在外面那部分就出来了，然后勺子的话进去那部分后来出来，这样。然后你的问题是？我的问题是，中午那个酸奶啊，每一个酸奶碗里都会有把勺子，如果你不放勺的话，比库会跟那个红衣说，哎，帮我拿把勺子。
Okay. So in the offer you a curtain, no? Curtain. They will offer you a curtain. So when they offer you a curtain, they will offer you with a spoon. They offer you the curtain with a spoon. No? So in that case, usually the bhikkhu eats the curtain with a spoon. So in that case, will all these bhikkhus fall into offense or not?
Because now you can see here, even as called these things now many monks they don't learn probably. They try to finish this Vinaya class as soon as possible.
Okay.
So you pass the exams after they don't know they don't learn these things they don't study so even as called who is Migodapan, you know, he tells not to look this commentary Samanta Pasati all these things as well. He only teaches just briefly to finish quickly as well. So therefore, many monks maybe you know, have no consideration about these points. But even if by taking curd and so forth, so one has to be careful not to touch the tank. The tank, no.
Okay.
One has to put the spoon inside and take only the curd and without touching the spoon, the tank or the upper part of the body.
Okay.
It means palate.
Okay, palate.
So then, in that case, one is not, does not fall into offense.
他说那个，这样的话你就不会犯这样。他说有些人可能这这这有些人是可能真的是触碰到，但是那是因为就是说他们可能对戒律这部分没有好好学，然后就是那个什么，然后他那个学这个可能只是为了过考试，然后过考试对戒律这边不看，然后这样的话就可能对这东西没有考虑到。
保险的是说放一盆里面装水，每吃一口勺子，过一下，就肯定不会犯了。这是好办法，是不是没问题？所以他是，所以他是making a solution，所以他prepare a bowl of water like that. So while eating food with spoon, he prepare a bowl of water.
Bowl of water.
Yes, bowl of water. So every time he put this spoon into his mouth, he washed this spoon with the bowl of water in that water. So is that the solution?
this spoon is like hands. So many monks wash hands.
So if
I wash the spoon.
But if other monks see you like doing like that, you will tell. They will tell video of you.
So he's telling about chopsticks. Because the Chinese people are eating for their reason is chopsticks.
Oh, 最好就叉子，叉子肯定是不会碰啊。
So he's asking about forks, no? Forks?
A fork.
Yeah, because when well, you're using fork, a fork will not touch your tongue or anything.
So, yes, it depends how you use it, no? Even a spoon, it depends how you use it. But especially it is now, spoon is difficult because if you take rice, vegetables, in order for them not to fall inside, you have to catch them, the spoon, very well with the mouth. So that is why actually the problem arises. Because these rice and vegetables are not fixed. If you take them, if you don't put them properly inside the mouth, they might fall outside. So for most of the monks, they have to put the spoon deep into the mouth. So to make sure that everything is going to the mouth. And then they only put the spoon out. This is why the spoon from the lower part touches the tongue and gets smeared with saliva.
他说那个，他说这当然不管是勺子还是叉子，就是那具体会不会碰到你的口腔或者舌头的话，还是取决于你怎么用。但是这个是对叉子来说不会很困难，或者说很简单。但是对勺子来说非常难，因为叉子它那个它你把食物放进去，那个食物已经固定在叉子上了。但是对勺子来说，你要是在这个食物进口这个过程中，你要把完了食物掉到你嘴里，而不是掉上的话。 你经常你要用舌头或者口腔下部分这个去顶住的舌头那个舌头下边，所以这样的话对勺子来说就很容易长脱。那还行，OK，So no other questions.
那用勺子看可不可以用嘴吸？但吸的不会，它没办法，缺劲很深。如果这勺子放在这个，如果吸的话，因为吸的话不用舌头嘛，把那个饭吸掉的那个，那这个吸的时候会不会那个？ 比如说发出声音的话，是不是看见？重叠到那个。那个速度是吧？So
he's asking that. So if he's using spoon to eat food, and when a spoon approached his mouth, when this spoon approached his mouth, he just keep this spoon there, and try to inhale. This food particles into his mouth. So he's telling that. So by doing that, will he fall into the suru karaka offense?
Yes, if he makes out suru karaka.
Then
he can keep a recorder close to him to hear the sound coming from his own.
但是你如果出声音的话，就犯那个suru，然后你可能拿录音机那个录一下，可能就听到了。
小盒的牛奶，然后有插一根吸管的那个，那我就问一下长老，在这种情况下，那个
西瓜。
西瓜是不是不用比较好？因为西瓜必须插的，你不插不就没了。
So he's so he's telling that so whether drinking this boxed milk or boxed yogurt like that, sometimes they use the straw. They use this straw.
Yogurt.
Milk less.
Ah, straw, straw. Oh, straw, straw. All right.
Yeah. Straw. So in that case, if you remove the straw and then you drink again, you will fall into offense or not, because the straw also maybe gets mixed up with saliva or something.
So of course, if you put the straw deep into the mouth, it is already mixed with saliva. You have to wash it or anything like that. But if you just put in the lips, now the lips are usually dry. Okay, in the tip of the lips. So and you just drink and so forth, and you remove it. You see there is no particles there. You can't see anything like that. So then you don't need to care. You just drink it.
他说如果你只用嘴唇夹着吸管，然后这么吸，就没，然后你从后来，然后可能拿出吸管时发现上面没有任何颗粒粘着，然后就不用管这事。
Okay.
The spoon is the thing now. Bhavak Sagar tells the spoon goes inside the mouth deep, no? Deep in the mouth, and then you remove it out. It touches the tongue. It touches and so forth. Already the food is in the mouth because it produces a lot of saliva. The mouth produces a lot of saliva while the food is in the mouth. You put another the spoon inside. Then it's called. There is no way that it can't be mixed with saliva. It is most of the time is mixed because already there is food in the mouth, and the mouth produces a lot of saliva. Now, while it is dry, the mouth is dry, of course, you can't find any, you can't have any doubt that there's any saliva there. Especially if you put this raw on your lips, dry lips, it doesn't interfere. But if you put it behind the teeth, there's a problem.
然后在这个情况下，就是那个，而且，你在吃饭的时候，就是说你可能你嘴里边本来就有食物了，你嘴本来有食物，那食物本身也是会跟唾液混合的。
是。
那时候只要稍微一碰食物，肯定就这样唾液。
哦，明白了。
你说
那个就是补一句，那个关于用吸管喝，喝到最后肯定是，比如喝没的时候，他都那个这个放不放那个素食？
So he's telling that well, you're using this straw to drink milk, let's say. So in the end, so when this milk is almost finished, so if you try to get try to inhale the final part of the milk, so in that case, some air will be inhaled. No? So it makes a sound. So in that case, so he's asking, will he fall into a sort of kind of offense? This is the question.
So now, suru surakar means if you make it, the sound comes from inside the mouth, no?
Oh.
It does not come from the bottle.
Okay.是那个这颗想法连在一起的那个水既扬之于四种之大物，有因缘时无因缘而行净法，自取用之。
这连在一起。
就是说有因缘时它可以自取用，然后无因缘时行进法。无因缘时，有因缘是指摄有，然后无因缘时行进法。
无因缘是旁边没有。
我知道无因缘，无因缘不是旁边没有，是指比方说四种大物，你没有被摄有的事儿。
哦，是这个意思。
对，但是我要看这行进法是什么意思，我得问一下。所以
He is asking about the Vinayapitaka. So in the end, anapati part. Pachita number 40.
Yeah, number 40, yes.
Asati.
Kapyakarika. So he's asking about this asati, kapyakarika.
When there is no kapyakarika present.
Present.
So therefore now he tells about Mahavikatas, no? He explained about this excrement or mud or ashes or what do you call it?
Okay, I understood.
So then, these are Mahavikatas.
Okay.
So then, if there is reason, if there is Pachisatipatya, if there is some reason,
snake bite.
Okay. So, and one can take them by oneself and use them asati kapaka, if there is no kapyakaraka.
Okay, I understand.
Emergency case, no?
Okay.
But if there is kapyakaraka around, I used to call him to get him offered.
这个是错误的翻译，就是说他那个根本没有因缘这个词，就是说是没有，没有，也不是净法，是净人。
没净人的，然后自取用的。
对，完全是错误的翻译。
So therefore now, even on so excrement, for example, one makes excrement. So then, if one touches with one's hand, one can't take it if the kapyakarika is around. If a kapyakarika is around, one has to take this, put in a vessel, and tell the kapyakarika to get it offered. And then only you can put in the mouth.
然后他说自己的粪便，然后你想吃，但是旁边有因缘，但你旁边也有净人。这种情况下，你不应该就不手术直接那个什么，而是应该把这个粪便放个容器里，然后给这净人给你手术一下，然后再吃。
那刚才那个做法我就有一点不明白，那个就是说他是为了入口的目的，为了入口的目的，他拿了那个要入口的东西了，然后让别人给收那他拿的时候不是恶作吗？
拿的时候是恶作。
对，我记得上面那个一个动作写的就是为入口的目的，就是接受的时候就已经是恶作了，是吧？
接受是恶作。
接受，我不是，我可能看错了，是有这个事吗？接受的时候是恶作吗？
告诉你没有接受，因为接受的意思是别人授给你，然后你就这叫接受。
我的意思是说，比如说桌上有块饼干，
对，
我想吃这块饼干。我拿了一下，还没吃一下，哎呀，这样不太好吧？放回去。这是是，我记得是个
恶作。这个是恶作。
对啊，所以说你在没有人受的情况下，你以吃的目的，你拿它就是恶作。
我知道，
你拿了它给别人受，那说就是恶作就免
了。我知道，但是这个不太一样。这个四种大物，就是没有精神不手受都可以，那个没有精神不也不能不手受，对不对？
但是我就说有精神的情况下必须手受，他
没有手受。对，我问一下 ，so he's asking that.So, for example, if there is a biscuit on the table, and this bhikkhu with the intention of eating it, he just this biscuit is not offered yet. So one bhikkhu with the intention of eating it, he takes this biscuit. He thinks before he eats it, he thinks, oh, it's not offered. It's not good for me to eat. He drops the biscuit down.So in that case, will this bhikkhu find to cut the reference or not?
Yeah, because he took it with the
intention of eating.
Okay.
So he said, if this is true, then so in the case that you just explained, so with this bhikkhu's only excrement, this carbon particle is around. But first, this bhikkhu has to take this experiment with the intention of eating, and then give it to the carbon particle, and then you can get it offered. So in that case, will this bhikkhu point of offense or not? Dukkata offense. This is his question.
So now, this Mahavikata, it is a different section. Okay. Mahavakapali,
okay.
And this is connected with this rule
uh-huh.
about what is not offered.
Uh-huh.
Now, this excretion of the body, uh-huh. secretions,
uh-huh. Okay.
So they are not offered, okay?
Uh-huh.
Offered means they are, called dinner.
Uh-huh.
Offered means
uh-huh.
they are factors, no?
Uh-huh.
The daika must be there.
Uh-huh.
He must be hatapasa.
Uh-huh.
And all these things are factors, abhiharati.
Uh-huh.
Now, the daika is not there.
Uh-huh.
You get this from your own body,
uh-huh.
something
uh-huh.
which is secreted, but there is no daika to offer you.
Uh-huh.
What is the daika?
Mm.
So therefore, no, these secretions are not offered.
Mm.
It's called because there is no daika,
mm.
there is no any hatapasa.
Mm.
Abhihara is called. Therefore, all these factors, not a single one is there. According to that, it's not given. So therefore, now the Buddha tells, it's called if there is a kapya karaka around, you have to get it offered. That you have to give it to the to kapya karaka, and he is a daika. He is become a daika. Make him a daika. He has to come within hatapasa. Make abhihara. And the rest, all the factors to be fulfilled in order to get offered. But especially for the case of for this snake bite, he allowed, because it's a matter of life and death, no? He allowed, even if there's no kapya karaka, take it with yourself. Although it is not offered, all these factors are not fulfilled, you have to take it and to save your life. So therefore, this is special allowance.
他说这个是特别开心，因为这是紧急情况，就是说你被蛇咬，这是那个生死关头，所以说即使那个就是没有亲人的，你都可以自己取那个什么。然后在这个情况下，就是说那就是说那个有些人在场，你也可以立刻把这东西给这个亲人，然后那个手上可以没问题。但是特殊情况。But
then the factors, what are the factors? For offering. Daika must be there.
That's
okay, hatapasa must come. Abhihara is there. All these things are not there.
Mm.
Therefore, even if what your body produces, it gets detached from its place, there is no daika there. You have to get it over from the daika. He has to become a hatapasa. Therefore, this factor said to be fulfilled.
他说，即使在这种情况下，就是说那个排泄物，如果你要让这个施主手术的话，那你也必须满足那个，比方说那个一臂之内，然后他必须给你做手术动作，然后等等，这条件也必须满足。
So
he's asking that suppose his finger is bleeding. So how can he eat peanut butter food with his hand in that case? If his hand is
bleeding, because now that blood gets me to peanut butter,
yes,
and blood is not offered.
Yes.
There is no daiga who has offered.
Yes. He's asking, what is the solution of this problem?
Solution? He can eat with left hand. Oh, can wash it. Can wash and so forth. Put a plaster.
Plaster, okay.
Plaster and so forth. And, but make sure that, it's called, yes. Good plaster and the word plaster it very well so that no particles stick in the plaster.
And it? Or
use chopsticks?
So he's asking that so will the certain custom from on the habit of eating with the left hand?
Sri custom what?
From that means they will consider the practice of eating with left hand is bad or something. There's kind of taboo, let's say.
Sri Lanka?
Yes,
no, no, because they are left-handed people.
Sri Lankans are left-handed people, you mean?
We have maybe two or three. For 2 months, I know for sure.
Uh-huh.
I think another monkey is also left-handed.
Uh-huh.
There are two monks, you know, the Vinayasovan is left-handed.
Okay.
And Sumanavansa, he's from the, they are from the same village. Uh-huh. They are also left-handed.
Okay.
And I think another monk, he was here, I don't know whether he's still here. I seen him, he was left-handed.
What is his name? Maybe I know whether he's here or not. What is his name?
No, I can't remember. Okay. I've seen him, but I can't remember his name.
Okay.
So there may be 3 months, maybe more. Okay. But I've seen these monks. Okay. But left-handed people are... I've met other left-handed monks in other monasteries. I remember at least one. Maybe others also, but... because
common,
I have no particular knowledge, because it is a common thing.
It's a common. Okay.
Common.
Okay.
In a, like any other country.
他说这个是这两个左撇的人，他知道这边这有三个笔画，他那个他知道就是左撇的，比方说那个米国长老那是左撇的。
Sometimes you can see in Colombo some vehicles, left-handed vehicles, they put a label, left-handed driver. So it is not any taboo like that. Yeah, there are no superstitions like
that.
Who was the president of America last time? Barack Obama? He was left-handed. So, but shows in America there is no taboo about that. So now there is one, there are many points here to mention. We touched many points, but there are still more points. Therefore, now this Bhojana Vaga. So, therefore, we have to spend maybe 3 days. For each rule. After we finish Bhojanavago, then we can run very fast. Other rules very easy.
Still you cannot catch up with me.
Sabbe sata haratitikano. All beings are subsisting of food, therefore we have to, this number one. Now for Samanera Panha, in the question of Samanera, number one question is what? Sabbe satta aharatidika. All beings are subsisting on food. So therefore now we have to learn how to subsist on food. We have to spend longer time.
他有一部经上马年来问，然后上马年来问里边，他这里边那个第一个问题就是上马年来问，他不是有一个上马年，他不是通过那个问答号上答上的，然后那部经是上马年是上马年来问，然后上马年来问这个第一个问题是什么是一，然后这个上马年好像说那个一切众生一食而住，啊。 什么？你说？
咱们这个托钵堂为什么分享食物的时候，就不太建议分享除了主食以外的。这个其实因为就是除了米饭之外，应该说除了米饭之外，就是这个以前说过，因为除了米饭之外，你不能保证每个人都爱吃，因为米饭在大家都是这样。嗯，您刚才说的那个经是那个巴利三藏的。
他不是那个经题，经题不叫上马年来问，但是我他们这一段他们一般称为是上马年，这是巴利三藏，因为巴那个什么就是那个这种答上方式里边，八种答上方式里边不是有个那个答问答上吗？这是那个答问答上的因缘。
哦，对，这是第一那因缘里边第一个问题，
他问了好几个问题。哦，行。So
now I want to tell 2 points here.
嗯，我正好想讲两个点。
In Bauxende, in
Headquarter. Okay.
So, when the monks go for Pindapata, they have to pass through a corridor. Corridor. So, wooden corridor, and then enter the Pindapata center. in the gate of the corridor, there are lay people to whom monks have to hand over the bowls, empty bowls, and then get them reoffered again. You have been?
No, in China also.
China, pork
yes.
Prunch.
Get the bowl to layperson, gain the
So, and this has to be done morning, it be done for lunch. So every day. So lay people have to come in the row, and then these things have to be offered. Why?
Because there may be some particles attached to the bowl.
Yes, sir, yes. Why?
你就他们他问你，就是让他们问为什么？那个就是说那个在泡澡的时候呢，那个他们那个拖把手要那个在进入拖把长时间有一个走廊，然后走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走 So he's so he's telling that maybe there's some dust before it has already fallen into the bowl, so it has to be reoffered. So he's telling that so the Burmese food is very oily. So because of that, it's very difficult to get the bowl properly washed, to get all the oil removed. In that case,
the Burmese what? The Burmese are very oily.
The Burmese food are very oily. Oily.
Okay.
So because of that, the whole bowl is smeared with oil. In that case, it's very difficult to remove all the oil washing like that.
So. Well then. Anyway, it is because of this thing and so forth. Either it is because of dust, either because of oil, either maybe some other particles fall inside the bowl. So these are the reasons. Because of this rule, Pachitya number 40. Okay? This is the main reason.
他说的那个，但是那不管是由于尘土也好，还是由于有氧，还是由于其他的课题，总之他们这种行为是因为不要犯这个八吉利亚第四十条戒。Now
this kind of facility is not there. When you go for Pinnabata,
here,
yeah, in Naoyane, there are no lay people. You hand over the bowl and take it back. Okay. Therefore, if you go for Pinnabata. Usually you have to wash the bowl.
Yes.
Okay. So you see your tavika, your back of the bowl. If it is not smeared, if it is clean, all right. Okay. If not clean, you have to clean it. Clean your bowl. So therefore now this has to be taken into consideration and clean your bowl very well with water and so forth, and then come for Pinnabata.
他说那个，他说在龙水里面有泡子，不是这样的程序。所以说呢，在龙水里面你透过前要那个洗一下波，然后检查一下那个波道是不是干净。如果不干净的话，你那个波道上你捂捂要起来。Now
this practice of cleaning the board before going for Pinnabata, it is also mentioned in the Mahavakapali, it is mentioned in the Chulavakapali about the duties. Like duties for monks who go for Pinnabata. So before they have to wear the robes and everything, and after they have to take the bowl, wash it. Wash it and then go for Pinnabata. That is a kind of duty of washing the bowl before going for Pinnabata. In the city? In the city? What are you doing?
Still. 然后他说那个像这个，像这个，那通过这些洗波，这种 行持呢，就是说在律院大品里边也有提过，就是让包括那个托钵者的义务里边，那经常在这里边就描述一个托钵者说，他那个去托钵之前先穿好衣，然后钵洗好，然后再去托钵。
Same time also, if you in same way, if you finish your meal, so then you can wash your bowl very well. Yeah, the soaps. So then some monks also they after they wash the soap, they put also hot water inside the bowl and clean it very well. So that's why we have I think two.
Water tanks
here, which is filled with hot water, because most of the monks they take hot water from there to clean the bowl.
他说那他说的，所以大家那个是吃完饭洗钵时用肥皂把这个钵好好洗好，而那个有些比困了，在那个洗完钵之后还用热水洗好，这也是很好的。而那个也就是因为大多数人就是那个洗完肥皂洗完之后还用热水洗一下，所以说我们在这个地方准备两个大水桶。
But even soap, it is good enough because there is not much oil here. Once you wash it with soap and so what you see in the water, you put water in the bowl, there is no, on the surface, there is no oil substance. That means the bowl is clean.
然后他说呢，但是因为四年好受不是很油腻，所以说基本上在打了肥皂，那个好好打肥皂以后洗的话，基本上也没问题。如果说你那个不放心的话，可以看一下，就是那个肥皂洗完后，这玻璃放上水看一下上面有没有油，没有油的话就没问题。
So then after you put your bowl in the kuti, you can see also the back of the bowl. Check the back of the bowl if it is smeared. Sometimes with papaya, sometimes with other fruits, or sometimes with cake. Smeared particles. If you see something like that, you go and wash.
他说那个就是回到屋底之后呢，也检查自己锅袋上面有没有沾了什么木瓜呀，上其他或者其他水果，或者饼渣或者蛋糕渣这些东西。如果说有这东西，也好好洗一下。
This also helps. If you clean such food particles, it helps you for not to have ants in the kuti. Not to have cockroaches and also cockroaches.
他说那个，他说这种习惯了以后会帮助女孤里边不会长蚂蚁和那个蟑螂。
So then, and you cover also the bowl. So then that in the night, no creatures will go and fall in. Maybe rats will go in. Maybe cockroaches or some house lizards will go in. Because even small, slightly smell. It's called. The bowl might have not only oil, but sometimes slightly smell. It's good enough to attract ants, to attract other cockroaches, even house lizards.
然后他说呢，就是那个晚上睡觉的时候也把那个不好好盖好，因为你如果不盖好的话，你把哪怕那布上面有那么一丁点气味，然后就会吸引锅底上那个。蟑螂啊、壁虎、老鼠这些东西，那个进你脖子上，所以为了保证这些东西不要进你脖子，这个脖子一定要盖好。
So then, especially with cockroaches, if these fellows go in and one of them they leak saliva of cockroach, even they urinate, it is poisonous. So then, therefore, you have to cover your bowl with a bag bowl and tight it, so that these creatures can't come inside the bowl.
他说那个，他说尤其可怕的蟑螂。他说这蟑螂如果就为了在你锅里边撒泡尿，或者说这蟑螂舔一下你不是沾点唾液的话，蟑螂的尿和唾液都是有毒的。所以说那个，你就是说那个在睡觉之前，要不盖好，然后不带给那个套上去。
So next day morning, you go for pinda butter. So you take the wash the bowl and so forth. Remove the water. Don't dry it.Don't put a towel to wipe it, because in the towel there are some particles. So don't just leave it. Water inside.
他说那个什么，就是第二天那个早上脱钵之前，你不是要洗一下钵吗？然后那个洗钵时候，洗完钵之后不要再把毛巾擦，因为你不能保证那毛巾上有没有颗粒。就如果上面有点水，就让那点水留在上面就可以。
So if you arrive here for pinda butter, so and you remove.You have to remove your bowl from the back, okay? Before receiving pinda butter.
他说你在这儿那个在这儿那个那个就是脱钵师傅之前要把那个钵从钵盖里边取出来， 不带耳朵。
So then, now if you remove the bag from your bowl, you can see inside the bowl there is some little water remaining. Maybe small, slightly, because after washing the bowl, the drops collect together.
Yes, yes, yes.
So this you throw away.
他说：“因为你把那个钵从钵袋里边拿出来之后，你可能发现那个钵里边会有一点水，因为你昨天那个洗钵时候那个留下一点水，擦出来还剩那么一点点水，然后那一点点水就会汇聚到一起，然后这个水用的那个，因为那个在托钵之前应该把那个倒掉。”
Now we usually remove the tavika because if people serve, as I told you last time, they put some liquid things also sometimes, or even vegetables which are smeared with some other liquid. So if this stick under the bowl of the bag, so then it is difficult to remove. No? So therefore, we usually remove the bag of the bowl. And if a drop falls in the outside of the bowl, outside of the bowl, it is very easy to wipe it. That's why you can see in the end of the corridor, in the Pindabhata Sala, there is this Kapyakaraka, who waits with a towel to wipe your bowl. But if you have your bowl into the tavika, how to wipe it?
然后他说那个什么，就是那个说，就我去上次我也给大家讲过，就是那个在接触托钵时候，一定要先把玻璃去掉，因为那个就是给你灌食物的，上面可能是液体食物，然后那个或者说是一些蔬菜，上面是沾着液体，那这样情况下，这种液体或者是沾着液体的蔬菜呢，它很容易沾到你那个玻璃上，一旦沾到玻璃上面，你很难把它去掉。但如果说你拿钵的话，那个粘在钵上，就那东西很容易去掉。比方说你每次托钵托重点那个地方是，做一个就是在那等着，然后他拿抹布，而且擦你那个钵。如果说你这个脏东西粘在钵上了，他拿抹布很容易擦。如果粘在钵袋上，他就是抹布擦也擦不掉了。
So then, now after you arrive up on the Pindabhata Sala, if you leave your bowl on the stand, so you better cover it if you want to go somehow to the toilet or go to the kitchen and so forth. Cover it and so forth. So because many monks move here, you know, by moving now with the ropes. That's called. They have the ropes. Sometimes the monks, they remove the ropes, they change, and they put sometimes on the ground. So dust arises and so on. Now, maybe according to the Pachitya number 40, this dust may be insignificant according to the rule. But if you see from the health reasons, how much dust can fall inside in the new bowl, and how much bacteria can accumulate in that bowl. So then, from both sides, if you say, it's better to cover your bowl. No? Don't leave it open like that. Because you might feel fever. After eating, you might feel some fever. Because of the bacteria fall in with the dust. A lot of dust, because monks, they move up and down. So many monks move and so forth. So then, you cover it.
所以说那个，然后在那个在托钵上托完钵，然后上来二楼之后呢，那个把那个钵放在座上。然后这个时候如果说你要去换一下衣服，或者要去个厕所，或者说去上洗手，那你提前应该把这个钵用那个钵盖盖好，因为呢就是说那个就你如果不盖好，反正这可能也比会在这里边走来走去，走来走去过程中它可能会甩着袈裟，尤其他们换衣服时可能甩着袈裟过程中可能被尘土带到你的钵里边。这样的话，一个是你可能犯这个第八戒第四条，再一个就是从健康角度来看，就是它甩出来的东西的时候，那里边有很多脏东西，有很多细菌，然后你可能吃了以后都会发烧。就从健康角度来讲，不能从健康角度上，从戒律角度上看，对对，不是那个盖好，这就是当你出去的时候。
Okay, now regarding this point, next point I want to tell it is what is time now?
9:26.
Okay.So next point, it is about Ukaha Patikahita. Ukaha Patikahita, this is another term. Let me see, your pen. Yo, no pen drive. So then, this term, Ugahita Patekareva means, I will explain what Ugahita first means. Ugahita means, now a bhikkhu, he sees ice cream here, okay? He thinks, I like it. So, but the Kapyakaru is very far. Kapyakaru is very, Samanera is very far. And he calls the and so forth, and Samanera told, can't come later, later. So, but this monk, he likes so much, he wants to have it now. He can't wait. So, what he does it, he takes it. It's not offered, he takes it. And goes to the Kapyakaraka and puts in front of Kapyakaraka and tells, you offer this to me. Okay. Now, this is wrong. Look at it. It's called, according to these rules, Ugahita means one takes, the bhikkhu takes it himself, not offered thing. And he tries to go to the Kapyakaraka or to Samanera and tell him, give to his hand or put in the table and tell, you offer this to me back. This is Patikahita. Okay? So, by doing like that, it is Dukkata. Dukkata of it. So then, after he gets Patikahita, he receives it. If he follows, you know, Pachitya, because he already received it, no? But because he made Ugahita, he took it by himself. Okay, take himself and give it to the daika, to the labor, any someone on Upasambana to get it offered. This Dukkata because of Ugahita.
So for every swallowing.
No, no, it is about taking no
about taking.
If he receives it, after he receives, no offense.
Okay.
He can swallow in her.
Okay.
But the Dukkata occurs because of he took it by himself. Ugahita means by taking by himself. And he tells the other person to receive it. But intention is he takes it because he wants to receive it. So therefore now by taking it, Ugahita is Dukkata. So, therefore, now in that case, one has to be patient. If this is something on the table is not offered, to wait till someone is a layman is there. And if somebody comes, to tell him to get it offered. Don't try to take it and bring this to the other person to get it offered.
其实但是因为这方面有点担心，如果说这个，如果说是这如果为手术，是不是让你养养吃它的话，那这那个时候你肯定还得等一下，等着上面来或者自己见人过来，把这脖子东西你再把这东西手术，不要像就像这个比护这样，就是说主动把自己把这东西拿过去，然后再给他手术。All right,
now another thing is, now let's see a bhikkhu, another scenario. So a bhikkhu, he thinks this is offered ice cream, offered. So then, and he takes it. So then, And the other one tells, no, no, it's not offered. Now, because he took it, it is not offered, he falls into dukkata. Even without his knowledge, it's dukkata. Because this rule is even no sanya vimokkha. Okay, no sanya, it is not a mitigation of perception. It is dukkata. Now, what to do? Okay? He can go himself to give it to a samanara and tell him, give me this back to me. Okay? Offer this to me. He can't do that. That's called, he falls another dukkata, ugahita patikahita.
Okay.
So then, therefore now he has two dukkatas now. You know, to avoid the second dukkata, he has to give it, to put it back and tell another people to take it. You can tell samanera. You can tell him another samanera to take it.
Okay, okay.
So if the samanera takes it, he has to tell the samanera to offer this another bhikkhu.
Okay.
He can't offer it to himself.
Okay.
Then if the other bhikkhu receives it in his hand, then the bhikkhu can give it to him.
Okay. 然后这个比库认为这个食物已经受过了，然后他把这个食物拿起来，拿起来，然后这个其他比库告诉他，这个食物其实还没有受过，但然后这个食物实际上也就是没有受过。那么这种情况下，因为这个比库虽然说他对这个没有受过食物，他认为已经受过，已经按照想，他不是东西拿下，他是犯一个恶作，因为这件事情那个非非有想的错。然后这个比库这个时候应该怎么办呢？那已经犯了这一个恶作之后呢，他是已经他现在是手里边拿这个食物。 他不能直接把手里边拿这个食物，就交给上面来了，然后再让上面来给手术，因为如果这样说的话，他就犯了一个刚才讲这个恶作，就说这个为手术，你们拿起来，然后直接给别人让人取出，再犯一个恶作，所以说为了避免这第二个恶作呢，他应该把这个食物放下，然后再叫上面来过来，把这个食物给另外一个比库，然后再由另外一个比库把这个食物转交给他本人，这样的话就不会犯第二个恶作。
那这个问题啊，我上面看到比库，没有手术的，我说班队这个没受过，他已经到了，但是在他手上了，他没有示意给我，但我主动过去提起来还给他，这样算什么？So
he's asking that, so if this cup of food is not offered, but the people think it is offered, and he lift it up. And then this samanera, he saw it. He tells, "Oh, but it's not offered." And then, before this bhikkhu put it down, this samanera took it from the bhikkhu, and then re-offered it to the bhikkhu. In that case, is it considered like this or not?
Well, it's not because the samanera took it. No?
Uh-huh. So it's allowed.
The bhikkhu did not have the intention, also did not make the effort.
Uh-huh.
Now, in this case, it's the effort.
Okay.
So then it is allowed.
Okay, 这个比库本人他没有做出任何努力，是上面的恶作。第一个恶作是肯定犯了，就是怎么？
那个就拿过来给我受的恶作就完了。对，
因为他没有做出任何事情，你做怎么？
还有个应供的，我有个问题想起来，应供比库可以不带钵吧？就吃饭时候可以不钵。So
he is asking that, so if one biku is going to house then. So is it allowed for this bhikkhu is going to that dana without taking his bowl? He just went to dana and you used the plate or tray which is available in the daika's house, but he didn't take his own bowl. Is it allowed?
So, if the daika's, so then if there is some reason he can do it. Because other daikas will, there is no offense by doing that. But the daikas, they will, if the daikas expect the bhikkhu to arrive with a bowl and think, oh, bhikkhu has not arrived with a bowl. So, they can bring plates, but if they are not ready, therefore, there will be some little bit confusion there. Confusion. So then, in order to, but if the daikas already know that this bhikkhu does not carry the bowl while going for house dana, and then they can prepare everything, is no offense by receiving this from the plates in it.
说他说如果说是有原因的话，这样做是没有罪的。他说
但只不过有一种情况，就是说如果说事主他不知道你没拿着波去，然后他期望你拿着波去的话，然后你这种情况下他要那个先给你准备一个碗或者盘子，这样的话会带来一些麻烦。但如果说他提前已经知道了，就是说你不会拿着波去，那他提前不是那个容器都给你准备好，那没问题，也不会犯
麻烦，不犯罪，
不犯。
但是如果有种情况，我带着钵，他请我到饭店吃饭，我那时候可以选择不用钵，洗钵也蛮麻烦的。
So if this bhikkhu is going to eat in a restaurant, and he already has his bowl with him, but in order to avoid washing this bowl, he chooses not to use the bowl, but to use the plate in the restaurant, like that. Will this bhikkhu fall into offense or not?
No offense, because
no offense.
Eating from a plate is no offense, except if he is to Tangaman.
Tanga
means butter beating ganga. Only to eat from the bowl only.
他说：“如果说那这是不犯的，除非你吃那个什么只从吃波什那多多行。
Then there is no nothing. It does not do with vineyard.
那基本那样的话，计算是那样，你破的也不是戒律，只是破你多多行而已。
但是为什么问这条？因为有一条应缺法里面说，不能把洗波。”水带有饭店洗锅水倒到俗家，这个很麻烦，所以我不用锅就是可以。这条有这条接针的。
那还想想。
那个就是刚才那个温大他们刚才问的那个问题，就是说他是说那个沙梅拉把那个比如说那个没收过的皮裤拿起来了，然后沙梅拉从他手里把那个抢，像抢过来一样。那如果说那沙梅拉走进很恭敬的把手伸出来，然后那皮裤把那个东西放到沙梅拉上面。就是他好像做出一个努力一样，
对，那么一样。
当然他脚可能没有位置，脚没有位置。
其实不在于脚有没有位置，
就是他有这个动作，但这个时候并不换的。
应该和那个是一样的嘛？So he's asking that the similar question. So for example, there's a cup of unoffered food on the table, and then the people took it, and then he thinks that this thing is offered.And then the summoner said, oh, Bente, it is not offered. So then the summoner approached this bhikkhu and showed his hand like this. And then this bhikkhu put this cup into his hand. And then the summoner offered this thing to the bhikkhu. So where does this bhikkhu fall into this dukkha?
Yeah, because the bhikkhu makes effort to put it into his hand.
Because
you know, this is not allowed to do. Except if the samadhi takes by force. It's take it by himself.
就是倒在你的那个锅里的，它那种，假如说是，
照的不，只是泡的粥是和你的饭混合在一起的，
不是它，如果你不拿杯子，泡那个粥是在就是下面向你播放，是有人给你拿一杯子往里舀，如果你带着杯子去，你说搁着杯子可以，如果你没带杯子去，他没有杯子给你，然后他会你就只能那个放在锅里，
不是混合在一起。
对，但是比如说你早餐不能只喝粥是吧？就是我是要问的是这样，比如说我入村托钵，我去村里托钵，我不能拿俩杯子是吧？
对。
假如说那个师傅灌了些汤啊，就是带汁儿啊，还有那种粥，尤其是比较稀的粥，然后倒到锅里头。假如说我那个锅里头没有很多米饭，可能就是说可能会有很多的液体。假如我吃这东西我不用勺子的话，是。就是怎么吃比较好？比如说
我就经常这样干，我这活我是经常干的，因为我那个我以前我是吃不太那米饭，觉得特硬的时候，我就是那个放大量，就那个最后那个放大量，然后最后我就是吃一点，然后那不拿，然后往里头嘴里倒，
就这么倒是可以的是吧？
没说不可以，我可以帮你问一下。So he's asking that. So if the squad the peanut butter in the peanut butter food in the bowl is with a lot of liquid. So he's asking that in that case. While eating this peanut butter food, is it allowed for this monk to take this bowl? And...
Sorry,
minute.
Means now to Tanga monks who use only patapenikaga. Patapenikaga means they only whatever they eat from the bowl. No, they don't use any cups like that. So they do like that. Now other monks who have to Tanga, they try to imitate to Tanga. Sometimes other monks, it's called other monks. Some monks they have soup in the cup. They drink. But if there's some leftover liquid in the bowl, they think that was.
Yes.
They may.
Yes,
yes. It is. They don't do it because they're Tutanga monks. They just because they.
Leftover.
For other reasons,
I don't know. Yes. This 但是可能现在这人不是为了吃兔子兔的心，只是因为他那不是有他喝当时他用的，只不过汤里边是水有的水分，所以他就有那个什么，不是有水，那个汤里有水，他就这样做，但不是因为吃兔子心，他没接受。So
now the bowl can be used as a eating vessel, can be as a drinking vessel, can be even a washing vessel. Now, for example, if one baths, one has no other vessel to bath to scold and take water with a bowl and bath.
It's a love.
What is there is no rule for that.
他说这个就是那个，就是说这个钵呢，可以作为那个吃饭的时候饭的东西，可以作为喝这种液体时候，喝这个液体的东西。它也可以作为你洗，如果说你洗澡的时候你没有其他装水的东西，你洗澡的时候可以拿这个钵装水，然后往自己身上泼，这是允许的。
哦，对，那个泡那个，我想起来那个汤，它是菜汤是放在杯子里给你，然后粥那一档他没有杯子给你准备，如果你自己不带杯子的话，就只倒粥。
那还想一
想。Good time is past, no?
时间到。
有可能有那么多。
明天见。Maya katam bunyam saminam mudhitam
Sadhu sadhu
Samina katam bunyam mayhandatam
Sadhu sadhu anumodhitam
Sadhu sadhu anumodhavi Okasadvaratine katam sabamatyam kamatamibhanti Kamatamibhanti
Sugyutani bhikudani bhanavasyam